Hello everyone. Today, I will be going to the Windows XP funeral. Let me call the rest of the family.
Hello?
Hello, Mike. I have some bad news. Today, we are going to the Windows XP funeral.
What? Bye. No.
I know. Get Mary ready and I will call our alter egos.
Okay then. See you soon.
Well, time to call my alter ego. Here goes. Hello? What's wrong? We are going to the Windows XP funeral today. Get Mike and Mary ready. What? No. I can't believe this. They already killed my home operating system, also known as Windows 2000. Now, they are killing Windows XP. I know. Come on, we should give Windows XP our final blessing. Okay then. I will be there shortly.
30 minutes later.
Alright everyone, we're here. Let's find somewhere to sit. Oh wow. This place reminds me of Windows XP and 2000. No, this is too sad. Nuaru.
Oh man, I can't stand this. It's too sad.
No. I see the casket. It's not fair. Why did the evil corporation of Microsoft have to terminate such a good operating system? I know it wasn't my home operating system, but it was just like Windows 2000.
Why? This is too sad. Way too sad for me.
I know, we're all sad. Windows XP was and will always be the greatest operating system that Microsoft cranked out.
Attention everyone. Today, we are gathered here to remember Windows XP. I know it holds many happy memories for all of us. So, to pay our last respects, let us play the traditional song that a fallen comrade receives in the military.
Why? Rest in peace, Windows XP. You will be remembered for the many years you have served people. I remember all the happy times in Windows XP. It was the last operating system before I was removed for good and replaced with that retard called Microsoft Enna. I deserve better. I want Windows XP back. I haven't cried like that in a long, long time. This is a very sad day, as it marks the end of a great era. Windows XP was and will always be awesome.
Indeed, this is a very sad day. I think we should leave and take some time to heal from this great loss. Maybe we will never fully recover from this, but we can try. Everyone ready?
I agree. I think we should go and try to heal our wounds. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, I think this has impacted me the most. After all, I was the first Microsoft text-to-speech voice in early versions of Windows 2000. It will be a challenge to recover from this. Perhaps I will never recover, since it feels like part of me has died with XP. Oh well. Let's blow this popsicle stand.